61% of Britons think Trump will be re-elected. By Victoria Friedman on March 4, 2020. A combined 61% of Britons think that President of the United States Donald J. Trump will win in the November 2020 presidential election. According to a Snap YouGov poll published on Tuesday, 52% think he will probably be re-elected, whilst 9% think he definitely will be. Just a combined 18% do not think that President Trump will be returned to the White House, 21% don't know. A win for President Trump would also be a win for the United Kingdom, as the now free country starts negotiating for trade deals with nations around the world. In the week of the State of the Union address, leading Eurosceptic Nigel Farage said after meeting President Trump in the White House, "There should be great things ahead for our two countries." Just 3 months ago, the Conservative Party won an 80-seat majority, the party's biggest election win since the Thatcher era, handing a definitive mandate for the government to deliver on the will of the people and facilitate a proper Brexit. Last month, Mr. Farage remarked on how when the UK goes in one direction, it can be a sign of things to come in the United States. The referendum vote was a very good omen for him in 2016, and I would have thought it was quite a good omen for him in 2020, he said. Days later, Mr. Farage elaborated. "We've beaten them over Brexit, and in November 2020 Donald Trump will beat them in your presidential election. Be in no doubt." Tony Abbott is the former Prime Minister of Australia. He said last week that Brexit was the biggest geopolitical event since the fall of the Berlin Wall. "You are living through extraordinary times." For decade after decade, big multinational business working with big banks and big politics have tried to create, piece by piece, supranational government. Almost global government. They've taken the power away from you, the voters, and given it to the bureaucrats. And all of this has suited big businesses and heavy regulatory regimes because it makes it for free market capitalism. It makes it hard for men and women who want to get out there to give it a go. Bureaucracy has been triumphing over democracy, and the nation-state has found itself subservient to a higher national order. The nation-state is winning, and you are living through a massive historical change.